Okay, y'all. So I'm actually raging mad right now, but I'm going to speak in the calmest way possible. And instead of talking to myself, I was like, you know what? Let me grab the mic because people who listen to me probably have similar alignments to me and would resonate with what I'm about to say. Now, today's topic is going to be on the ups and downs, the frustrations about one, being a business owner, and two, just about astrology, spirituality, and just doing what I do. Now, as someone who is a newly entrepreneur, of course, I am navigating through this entire thing and really understanding like how and why and who and what or whatever is the best way to present myself and present myself in business. Now, with astrology and what I do, of course, I interpret birth charts. I help people understand one, who they are within themselves, their behaviors, you know, why they do what they do, why they like what they like, why they don't like what they like, why they are going through certain circumstances in life, you know, with career, with family, with job, with all, I mean, that is career, with love and all of those kind of things. And so, of course, I will sit with people in their birth charts and help them interpret it. And, you know, talk them through it, just like a therapist, just like a counselor, just like anyone who is giving guidance, because that is my gift. And so with this new awakening and people really questioning their belief system, getting out of the church, just understanding a new like way of thinking, of course, I will have plenty of people who will comment on my posts and things online, which of course I don't mind answering like a few questions or maybe clarifying something I've already posted. But I have content on, of course, this podcast, on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter. Like, I mean, how many more platforms can I be on? I don't even know. But that is all to say is that there's so much free content that I've made out there. There's just already so much free content. But what I am coming across is people who clearly know that I am in business for myself. I don't know how many times I've have to post it or say it, or you know, you see a website or you see my bio that says, you know, astrologer, I interpret birth charts, DM me to, you know, all this, like it's just all out there. It's just right there. It's common sense. So when you have a website and you have services and you have prices, that means that that person charges for what they do. And what I'm coming across is people sending me their birth charts, their birth information, whatever, and then just being like, what does this mean? What does this mean? Tell me what this means. Da, 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 da. Like unprovoked, unprovoked, like randomly. I don't even ask for it, whatever. And I understand why, of course, because this is what I do. However, I am at a crossroads of how do I reply to people? I can't even be like super nice. I can't even be like, oh, hey, blah, 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 blah. I want to instantly say, why do you feel like I'm going to do this for free? Like, why do you, like, there's no, hey, do you, could you do this as a service? Like, this is just nothing. It's just blatant, like, whatever. So, you know, and I'm saying all this to say because the topic of this podcast, and you know, I should have got to the point at the beginning, but the topic of this podcast is being nice and sweet and professional and kind or whatever does not always work and should not always be the way that you respond to people. Because as someone, as an Aquarian, as a humanitarian, as somebody who natally, internally has this energy in me that I want to help all people. Obviously, that's why I do what I do. That's why I try to broadcast this as far and wide as I can. But, you know, I want to help people. However, there comes a point where you have to be very direct with people, and being nice and kind and sweet is not always going to work. And you need and you have to be more aggressive with people because, one, if you don't, they're going to think you are a pushover. Okay. So, one, I'm not a pushover. I can actually be a lot more direct than I can, but of course, you don't want to like just completely be so rude and blatant with people because some people are just unaware. They just don't know. But as an Aquarius, An Aquarius energy, it's a masculine sign, meaning it's more logical in nature. It's not so emotional. You know, my moon sign, you know, your moon sign is your emotions, and my moon sign is in Sagittarius, which is a fire sign, which is a logical sign, which is a masculine sign, meaning it's not so emotional. However, my Scorpio rising, you know, if anybody ever asks you what your big three is, at least know your big three, y'all. I'm a Scorpio rising, and so your rising sign, of course, is how you appear to the world before they get to know you, your first impression. And so, as a Scorpio rising, Scorpio energy is a little bit darker, but Scorpio is associated with everything that has to do with like secrecy and the occult and any kind of hidden knowledge, but it's also very vengeful. And very direct and very blunt and very, I'm gonna get you back kind of energy. And so I'm at this crossroads of like, how do I respond to people? Because it's not just like one time here or there, but it's feeling like real blatant disrespect. Like, how are you gonna disrespect me and what I do and think I'm gonna do this for free? Now, what's happening is that when I ask, and it's not everyone, of course, it's not everyone, I'm not sitting here complaining, but this is more for people. And if you are this person, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're not this person, but don't be this person. But if you're this person, do not be this person who just takes and leeches and does not reciprocate. And I've said it before, it's not always about money. However, I'm not going to do like hours of work just for free. But if you do not even return any kind of energy, any kind of nothing. Like I had said it before, like, do you work somewhere where I can get a discount? Like, do you have something we can exchange for services? Like, can we barter something? Like, people are just, I don't know. I don't know where it's, and maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just, but I know it's other astrologers. I've seen them talk about it all the time online. But I do believe that the spiritual community and people who are really doing this, like, for a living, it's not respected. And I'm trying to feel, you know, and I'm trying to not feel, I'm trying to understand like why it's giving like how people treat being a public school teacher, you know, like, oh, you're just a teacher. Like, what? Like, we're literally educating, and honestly, every teacher was a great teacher that I've worked with or had, but we are teaching the masses. Like, we are influencing lots of people at one time. How is that not a respected industry? And so, you know, as somebody who counsels people and talks them through their lives, like, I don't feel like you have to go to school or get a license for that. Like, if you have the gift, you have the gift, you know? But to feel like you do not have to return the energy, I am now becoming very, very, very direct with people. And I grabbed this mic like 30 seconds after I just got this last message that I had. Like, this guy sends me all of his birth details again, randomly. Like, I don't know who it is. There's no picture on the whatever. Sends me all his birth info and says, "What do you think about this chart?" First of all, there's no chart. Like, I guess he wants me to go on, get him, grab my computer, type it in, and then look at it. And then, like, what? So, all I did, because I was like, if I reply what I want to reply, then, you know, I'm not going to do that. Because I also think of like, I'm not going to say something or write something that somebody could screenshot and post and be like, you know, she's so rude, da, 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 whatever. But internally, oh my gosh, I want to go off. So all I did was respond with the link to my website, and that's it. And so all he wrote back was cool. Okay, that was that. But before that, and this is like, I don't know what's happening today. It's like, I got another one today. Again, the guy sends me his whole birth chart unprovoked and is like, what does this mean? So I just sent him a link to my YouTube. And I was like, you can start from here, especially if you're like just now learning and you really are like, what is all this? Like, of course, I have 200 videos now, you know, so far, because I was going to record some more today. But I was like, you know what? Let me grab a mic. I'm going to do a podcast. And so I sent him a link to my YouTube, and all I said was, hey, just start here and then go from there. And then I'm about to go on a tangent. So then, and again, I don't know this person, never met them, never had a conversation. Like, he would respond to some stories, but I wouldn't respond back because that's not like why I'm on social media, to like just talk just to be talking. And so he sends me his phone number and is like, "Oh, I see that you're in Houston and I'm thinking about moving there. And can we FaceTime after this phone? I mean, after I watched your video." I'm like, "What? No. Like, no." And so again, my big three was fighting each other. We're like, just say it, just be extremely rude, you know, because Aquarius is, you know, I just want y'all to do your own research on Aquarius energy and you'll understand why I talk the way I do and then think the way that I do. But after I saw that, I was like, you know what, let me respond. And all I said was, I don't give out my number. And then this fool replies, "Why? Why not?" I'm going to pause for a moment of silence, y'all, because I'm getting upset all over again. I just want to know, like, I know everyone's not like me, and I know everyone doesn't think like me, and I know everyone doesn't conduct themselves like me. But why do you, as a person, think that that is okay? And the more that I'm getting these type of messages, I've had to like make like PSAs on my Instagram, like do not do that, because what I've just so many times like I've been having people tell me more, da, da, da. And so I will respond, and I had somebody who has a pretty big platform here, and like just responds to my stories like tell me more. I'm like no. I said, well, you know what? I said, let's discuss it on your platform. And all of a sudden, he goes ghost. All of a sudden, you don't want to hear what I have to say. So this is what I'm talking about. So the ups and downs and the kind of what you will see as one as just a person in general, a human being living in this society where people just, you know, want to take and not give. But two, as an entrepreneur, you know, having to balance like what's professional, what's not professional, what is professionalism? Like, does it matter? Because there are people. And of course, we all know this. There are people online who are capitalizing off of being them, off of being rude, off of being direct, off of being like intense, off of being extremely sexual, off of like there's just people capitalizing on everything. So I'm just at this point now where I understand tact and I understand, I guess, quote, professionalism, whatever you want to call that. But I also understand that astrologically, everyone is aligned uniquely. Meaning, there's a reason why I'm direct. There's a reason why I'm blunt. There's a reason why I'm intense. And yes, you learn yourself to find balance. You learn yourself to find balance. However, you are you. So being yourself is the most authentic way you should be. Meaning, if people read, there's other people out there with my same alignment who are going to understand and they're not going to see a problem with what I'm saying. So I just don't believe in that idea anymore that you have to be a certain way and talk a certain way. And I just see that, of course, with the way that we were conditioned and the way that we were brought up, and especially as an adult, you become, quote, more mature or whatever. But I just don't believe in that idea anymore. And I'm just having to like, and now, and I had a dream last night, and again, I've been dreaming like every single day. I had a dream last night that, you know, I try to interpret them on my own, and then I'll try to like do some research, listen to some videos of people who kind of, you know, do that. And of course, there's like a bazillion interpretations, but one stood out to me, and the interpretation was saying that I need to be more assertive with people. And that one stuck out to me the most because I just feel like with what I'm doing and because it is a very healing profession, you know, you don't want to just like scare people off and be like, rah, and be angry. However, I just feel like I have been a little too accommodating for people because I understand humanity and I understand why people are more sensitive. You know, I understand, like, I just understand people's energies. I understand that if I do know your birth chart, if I do know your birthday, your birthplace, and whatever, I know how you can handle certain situations, information, speech, whatever, and how you can't, you know? And so I look at it that way. But at the same time, I am me. And me says, that the more people do this, that's how I teach. And I had someone tell me, well, you should kind of let it go and you should be nicer and you should whatever. And this is my theory on this, and this is why I tell you, you do not have to be nice in every situation. Like, I'm sorry, you don't. Because everything is a learning lesson. If you've ever had somebody bully you, if you've ever had someone, a boss be really mean, if you've ever had someone talk to you in a more direct way, whatever the case is, as a Scorpio rising and Scorpio energy, and if you have Scorpio energy, that is what fuels us. Those kind of things, those situations, because we're all about death and rebirth, transformation. And so things that make us want to seek revenge or be angry, like that helps us evolve. And so I'm finding myself needing to be very direct with people and, having people say, well, I think you charge too much. I think this and I think that. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? Let me just not say anything. But then I was like, no, let me say something to this person. And every situation is a learning lesson. So me replying to someone, why do you think that you don't have to pay me? And allow that person to really think about it and understand it and make them answer it, not just let it go. Because what I'm learning is that letting things go, yes, there's two things you can learn from those things. If I just don't say anything, then that person would be like, oh, like it's okay for me to talk like that or whatever, and it's fine. And there are people who are nice and they won't say anything. But if someone like me answers directly and says, why do you think you don't have to pay me? Why do you think that you don't have to reciprocate energy? However I respond, that could possibly, and that's how I view it, could make that person be like, you know what? You're right. You're right. You're right. You do provide a service and da 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 da, whatever. And makes them think about it. And so that then they learn that lesson and they don't do it again, possibly, because I'm assuming that they'll learn from how I respond. But making people really think about what they're doing. In any case, whatever situation you're in, whoever you're dealing with, whether it's in relationship, family, friends, coworkers, whoever, if something's bothering you and you need to say something or you want to say something, just say it. Just say it. Because one, whatever happens to you in life is supposed to happen that way. Every choice is the right choice. Meaning, if you said something and I don't know, that person's like, I don't want to be your friend no more. Whatever. You were not supposed to be friends, you know? If you say something, if you post something, whatever, and that person gets you fired, demoted, whatever, it was supposed to happen that way. It's supposed to happen that way. Everything is the right choice because you're being led down a path where eventually you're going to reach the point that you were supposed to reach anyways. It's just the journey that we are unaware of, if that makes any sense. So the end goal, let's say the end goal is for you to be a parent, you know? And along the way, you run into just the worst people ever. You date terrible people, whatever. But it's supposed to happen that way. Because in order for you to get to your dream husband, wife, whatever, your right partner who can help, raise your child, you're gonna have to go through those situations to in order to get to the one. So what I'm saying is, if you gotta say something, say it. Okay? And I'm not telling people just go be blatantly rude with people, but people just gotta learn. Okay, people just gotta learn, and I'm just finding that people aren't being told anything because we're living in this like, oh, it's so sensitive. You can't say that. Don't do that. Da, da, da. No, people need to be. People need to hear about themselves. That's the thing. People need to hear about themselves. If you're being greedy, if you're a leech, you need to know that about yourself. And whether or not you change that behavior, you just need to be made aware of it. Okay, so. Oh, yeah, I'm getting louder. But I didn't want to say that. But that unprofessionalism, especially when it comes to like messaging people, can I call you? Can I FaceTime you? What the heck? Like, no. No. And again, the couple of weeks ago, me would have just ignored the message. And I would have just been like, oh my gosh, I'm just ignoring this, leaving him on read. But then when I responded and he responded back, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to say something. I'm gonna say, part of me wanted to be like, why would I even talk to you? You know, but I wasn't gonna do that. I was just like, that's really mean. And so I didn't say that, but I wanted to. I thought about it. But it's just that, you know, people just aren't being told about themselves. People are too worried about hurting people's feelings. And even people who have the speech that they do, like myself, you know, that feeling like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say this. Like, I'm just at the point where I'm gonna say it. And I was at lunch today with my friend, and she was like, I don't know how you can just say things. And like, because she's very shy, and she like, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe you said that. And it's not like I'm not cursing anyone out or whatever, but like, if something is like so obvious or whatever, like, I'll just say it, you know, because whatever. And I just don't care. Just like, I don't know how you can just say things and you know, not even like think twice about it. Like, because I'm just at that point. Like, sometimes when you're at like your wit's end with people, with humans, you know, you just gotta say it. And I'm sure it's just because it's Aries season. It's really activated in my chart. Like, that fire energy is in me. Last month, don't even, like, we're not even gonna talk about that. Like, that was just, Pisces season is just not good for me. Like, it's too emotional, it's too sensitive. But Aries fire energy, like, I'm ready to fight everyone that I come across. Like, I'm ready to fight, I'm ready to yell and scream and argue with people. Like, but I'm not though, because the Aquarius in me, and this is the kind of the metaphor that I use, like, I have a lot of fire in my chart, like a lot. Like, it's predominantly fire. It's predominantly Sagittarius and Aries. I can get like one Leo placement, but it's all Sagittarius and Aries. And so I find myself just being very aggressive sometimes. But the air, because that's my sun sign. That's who I am. That's how I was born under. It's wind. It's air. Like, it just blows the fire out. Like, at the end of the day, it just blows the fire out, and it's like, it's not that big of a deal. So that's why that's the internal battle that I have. You know, it's like, just do it, just say it, just act out. And then the Aquarius is like, who cares? Who cares? But I say all this to say, y'all, if you are, even if you're not a business owner, if even if you're not, you know, pursuing any of those that kind of things, like, if somebody tells you to be the bigger person, as long as you're not like doing something illegal, you know, and get yourself in like some big trouble, you know, don't do all that. But like, just do it, just say it. Like, if you just let it out, let it out, and whatever outcome comes from there, like, it was supposed to happen that way. But anyways, y'all, I just needed to say that because why? Why? I am somebody who really wants to help the masses. But I also want to tell people about themselves. And I am a teacher. At the end of the day, I am a teacher. All this Sagittarius energy wants to teach. And I'm teaching all things, not just astrology, not just, you know, birth charts. I'm teaching you about being a, not even a good person, how to conduct yourself in society, how to get things, how to get more. Because I'm finding myself that when I'm very direct with people, it just cuts all the BS out. Like, whether or not, let's say, if I want to work with somebody and, you know, they're kind of giving me the runaround, I'm just at the, you know, at that point where I'm like, is it yes or no? You know? And then it just saves all the BS in the middle, you know? Just like, tell people, be more direct. All this ambiguity, it keeps people stagnant and it's frustrating. So go out there, y'all, and be more assertive and more dominant with people and more blunt with people. I know for some of you it's a little bit harder because you know, you're just wired differently and whatever. But if you want me to say it, I'll say it. You know? Whatever. But anyways, y'all, I wanted to thank y'all for listening to my rant. Being more aggressive with people and turning the other cheek is not always gonna work. But if y'all want, of course, to see any more of my content, it's everywhere, every platform you can think of. I don't even know how many more I can be on. But thank y'all so much for listening. And please, if you are on social media, if you can tag me on this post, if you are, you know, listening to it or whatever, so I can repost it. I have not been like posting regularly, like, hey y'all, I got a new episode. Because it's just, I'm shadow banned and it's frustrating and I don't even know who can see what. And so I just kind of just let things be. So I would appreciate y'all though if you did listen and post it and tag it. Yeah. That's all. Anyways, y'all, I will talk to you on the next episode.